WCHL Monday morning, time to start another week here, and can't believe it that the weekend is coming gone.
Whole month is coming gone.
I know.
The whole summer.
The whole year.
Students are going to be back. Football practice is going to kick in.
That's it, right? Exactly right, man. I mean, it's getting ready to crank up in the high gear.
I got a football game August the 9th. That's crazy. I mean, it's preseason.
Imagine how hot it will be in all those pads and everything.
Oh, my
goodness.
For
the players.
Yeah.
Yeah, what game are you doing on August 9th?
That's a preseason game down in Charlotte for the Panthers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, they just crank it up early. It's just like baseball season always starts when it's freezing.
Well, in college it does.
And they have
to. February.
You know, they have to. So they have to conclude their season. So, you know, it's just kind of crazy, man.
Yeah. Hey, you still glowing from Sunday a week ago?
I had a great time, man.
Wasn't that fun?
That was a lot of fun.
We're talking about Ron Fest. Folks, if you missed going up to the Stroud, Michael Rosenbacher and his place for Ron's 40th anniversary with WCHL. I mean, it was just a great liquid pleasure. Kenny, man.
Yeah.
A lot of wonderful people.
It was a great time.
Yeah. It was. I'm still like, it was just fun. It was fun.
My only disappointment was the fact that I didn't get to hear you make your opening remarks.
Well,
I wasn't there.
Well, but I had fun with you. I mean, we did a little bit of the roasting kind of thing, but I ended it with love. Ended it with love.
Well, good.
To not only you, but to your family.
To be totally honest, Freddie got in touch with me in advance a couple of days and said, are there any stories that I know about you that you don't want me to share?
Right.
I said, I trust you, man. You know, embarrass me all you like, but just don't embarrass my wife and kids.
No, never.
And so, there you go.
And anything that was, just picking fun, having, just trying to entertain and time the moment for your grand arrival, which we did.
And it's 8 days ago, and I'm still just,
So, Jada.
Still thinking about it. Yeah, Jada here at the radio station, and everybody else who participated in putting all that stuff together. It's amazing.
It was awesome.
A lot of it was a big surprise to me, even on the day of the event.
Wow, it was fun.
Yeah.
Segway to trivia.
Okay. Fantastic.
We're going to do authors.
Okay.
Not Arthur's. Authors.
Okay. Not no Dudley Moore questions.
Very good.
Okay.
On this date, back in 1901, July 24th, William Sidney Porter was released from a Texas jail after having served 3 years for embezzlement. While in prison, he began writing magazine short stories, which were published. Under what pen name do we know William Sidney Porter?
Great question.
And he is a native North Carolinian.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. 919-929 WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. And, of course, we're continuing to double down on prizes.
$20
gift card. Gift certificate. Cruisers, where you are
good to go.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, you want to know the guy who was in prison?
Yeah, William Sidney Porter.
He started writing while he was in prison.
Yeah, and all of a sudden his stories are being published.
Is
he's released.
The guy who wrote about Santa Claus?
The Gift of the Magi is one of his.
Oh, that would be O. Henry.
That's correct.
Yeah.
O. Henry.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
What was he in prison for?
Embezzlement.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You said that.
That's okay. Born in Greensboro.
I wasn't paying attention as usual.
All right. You were looking out the window.
Yeah.
Born in Greensboro in September of 1862, he's most well known for short stories like The Gift of the Magi and The Ransom of Red Chief. And his stories were well known for being cleverly written and always having a clever little twist at the end.
A surprise ending. Always.
So it's like The Ransom of Red Chief, two guys kidnapped a son. And the son is so bratty that eventually the two guys that kidnap the son pay the parents the ransom amount to take him back.
I love it. There was one, which one was it, The Gift of the Magi involving the hairbrush?
Yes.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah.
Studying that in school.
Yeah. And if you go to Greensboro, of course, on the western part of Greensboro, over there in Friendly Avenue, Friendly Boulevard, you're in O. Henry country over there.
And his stories are so famous. this that sometimes people, it's crept into our language. It's like some people will say, well, that's an O. Henry ending.
Exactly.
You know, surprise ending.
Not to be confused with a candy bar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome.
Always good to see you.